Most of last year, I was warning people that come January, there was going to be a brand new additional cost to gasoline and diesel, not to mention natural gas and every other form of fossil fuel, because, of course, the woke folks who advocate for the climate say people should have to pay more for their energy to encourage them to use less. And nobody knows that better than Washington State Senator Mark Schessler, who represents District 9. Yes, he's a Republican. We try as hard as we can to get Democrats on the show. They just don't like answering questions like this. But Senator Schessler, welcome back to the program.
Great to be with you and your listeners, Lars.
So I kept telling people about this additional cost for gasoline and diesel, and they said, well, is it a tax? Are we going to see it at the pump? And I said, no, they hid it so that you don't see it at the pump. It gets charged to the people who produce these forms of energy long before it ever gets to the pump, but it is going to jack up the cost of your fuel. And the number we were using was the best estimate, 46 cents a gallon, not the 8 cents a gallon that Jay Inslee's government was claiming it was going to be. So how did that one turn out? And what are people actually seeing in the price of gas and diesel as a result of this cap and tax scam?
Well, based on this, we're going to see about 39 cents a gallon for gasoline and 47 cents for diesel.
And but is that going to be all of it, or have we seen all of the effects of this new rule?
Probably not, because we're already seeing the post-trade actions higher than the auction price. We also have to realize as prices have gone up at the pump this last week, crude oil has actually gone down.
Except it's gone up because of Jay Inslee's cap and tax. Would you mind explaining how this works? Because this is one of the most Rube Goldberg cockamamie schemes I've ever heard, where you have to have bidders who come in and buy these credits, and then that money flows right to Olympia, where it can be spent on anything the legislature wants to spend it on, and the cost gets added on to fuel, and the only way we find out how much it's going to be is based on an auction that you just mentioned.
Well, anybody that emits carbon in a large scale has to buy the credits, and the credits, as I said, have gone from $22 a ton to $48.50. The claims by the governor and ecology of just a few cents are pure nonsense now. But we saw in January, our independent oil marketers showed the surcharge from the oil refineries. They knew it then, and it's very clear at the pump for all of us now.
Now, we don't know whether, I mean, I guess they could argue that in the next few months they'll have another auction and the price is going to go down. Is that likely?
It could just as well go up. You have to realize there's international speculators involved. BP, British Petroleum, has its own division just to trade these carbon credits. Now we have speculators involved. It could go the same route as Bitcoin up, or it could come down a little. But right now, hardworking men and women are paying a lot more, and they're not benefiting from these carbon trades.
No, and here's the other thing, Senator, that's always flummoxed me about this thing, that when Jay Inslee and his friends say, we're going to do this, it's only going to add a couple of pennies to fuel costs. And I said, well, then nobody's going to change their behavior. I mean, if fuel went up by a dollar, if it got up closer to $5 a gallon, there'd be some limitation. Some people would say, I'm not taking that trip because it's too expensive to buy the gas. But if you're only going to increase it a few cents, it really doesn't have the prospect of reducing use, does it?
No, and we know it's a lie from day one because it wouldn't change behaviors.
But if it is
certainly
a large...
Now we should have seen a decrease in price this week. Instead, we saw an increase at the pumps.
But if you go way back to when we saw a real spike in prices, and they came close to $4.50, $5 a gallon, even then we didn't see a gigantic reduction in the use of fossil fuels, did we?
No, people simply didn't have the money in this high inflation period to change automobiles or trucks on a whim.
No, so what's going to happen with this long term, and what's going to happen to the money? Because that's the other scam about this, is that they say this is for the environment. Do we know yet where the money is going to be spent that's gathered up, the hundreds of millions of dollars, as I understand it, might even be billions, correct me if I'm wrong, where's that money going to go?
Well, actually, the original estimate was $1.1 billion. At this rate, it's a $2.7 billion tax increase that we're looking at. The money is currently spread through all three budgets. Some are nice things. Some might be useful. Some are just government spending. But the point is, the public, if you told the public taxes are going up nearly $3 billion, they would rebel. But in this case, public didn't hear the truth, and they didn't see it directly. This is an indirect tax on anybody that uses natural gas, heating oil, or drives a fossil fuel vehicle.
And Senator Shessler, one of the things that makes me ashamed of my former profession, I was a reporter for about 20 years, is that you're supposed to go out and cover the news. I mean, where could you find a story that reaches out and touches more of your audience than something that increases the cost of natural gas, fuel oil, diesel for transportation, and gasoline for transportation? So this is one of those stories that hits everybody in your audience. Have you seen any critical reporting in the last, say, 2 months about these auctions, about the additional cost, about the increases at the pump?
You know, I would say a couple of online publications like Center Square or Shift Washington got it right. And the Policy Center was the voice in the wilderness telling us this is much worse than it appears.
Well, I agree with that. But wouldn't you think that all the biggest TV stations in Seattle, in Tacoma, in Tri-Cities, in Spokane, would be shouting this to the rooftop saying, look at this, we've got a 39-cent increase in the cost of fuel that most of our audience uses every single day, and that's absolutely essential to their life and to, and for many of them, for their work. And yet, have you seen any stories at all beyond places like this show or Washington Policy or Shift Wah, Randy Pebble, and the rest? What are the big TV and radio stations doing with this story? Nothing?
I think they're more interested in Gonzaga basketball right now than they are consumers.
Sadly.
I really haven't seen. I look at a lot of the media clipping services. There really hasn't been anything. And so that's the sad part, that Gonzaga basketball or the March Madness in general has taken the place of real reporting.
Absolutely right. Senator Mark Shessler, who represents District 9 of the legislature in Olympia.